Good morning. Saturday morning at 9:14 a.m. 10:10:15 October the 10th, 2015, Saturday. It's a lovely morning. I'm running late. I didn't walk yesterday, so I felt obligated to walk today. I don't have anything to say. I really don't have anything to say. The writing is going. I spend way too much time angsting over the sales graphs, dealing with household chores. And I think it's because the story isn't ready. We've gone through this before, you and I. And this is the story that I want to write. It's not like I'm going to put this one away and go write something else, even though everybody would like me to write To Darkness Called. I'm not ready to write that story yet, because I have to write this one first. Because this is the one that tells me what the hell's going on out there. So I know where Ishmael is going. So I have to write this one first. And I'm having a hard time getting stuck into it, which is also someplace we've been before. And I'm coming up on, today's the 10th. I've got 20 days to write this book. Less because I'm going to have to take 3 days out and go to Mile High Con. On the other hand, Mile High Con might be the opportunity that I need to bang out a few tens of thousand words. So it's like the challenge for me is to not beat myself up over it and to just keep moving, because that's really what I have to do. So I don't think I have to make a grocery run today. I don't think I have to go out at all today. I've got food. I've got coffee. Got electricity. All I need now is focus. All I need now is focus. Oh, no, I lied. I have to go out. The play is next week. The one that I've been staying up way too late. Giving the kid a ride home from rehearsal. Plays next week, and they're set building this weekend. And she wants to go over late morning to help with set building. So I will have to go out. Jeez, I'm glad I thought of it, because it's not that far away in terms of time. This one's on her, though. She has to wake up. She has to get up on her own today and get moving. I have a feeling I'm going to be too hot. When I get around the corner down here, I still have a ways to go yet, but when I start the eastern trek, I have a feeling I'm going to be too hot. I'm wearing a windbreaker and polo shirt and a sweatshirt, and it's chilly, but it's just not that cold. I'm going to broil. Anyway, at 50 degrees, I'm going to broil. Yeah, no, not really. So yeah, the writing's being difficult. The book's bestseller rank is doing very well. I just got I was number one in Space Opera for about 6 or 8 hours, and then a Neil Asher title that he's been promoting heavily, Bigfooted Me. He's in the top 100. So I'm not gonna. Unless Amazon does something totally unexpected in terms of sending out promos or putting me on a Kindle deal of the day or something, that's not gonna happen for me. Not on this trip. Next one maybe. Next one maybe. I haven't even played that much EVE Online now. I figured out how to do trading, and now it's like boring. No, not really. It's actually stupidly lucrative. I kept hearing people talk about it, and I never really understood. Part of it is that you have to have a fair amount of money to invest to begin with. And you have to have some trading skills, which is only logical. That's only logical. And then there's some little tricks that you want to look for. Items that move regularly, that have sufficient volume, that you can make enough money off from each one, so there's enough margin in it. There's a lot of stuff that trades a lot, but the margin is less than trading costs.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. And so, you can sell a million copies, you can sell a million units, but you're going to lose risk on every one. So, yeah, those are not helpful. But having a lot of ISK tied up means that you've got, you know, at a 10% per day growth, having a billion ISK means you're going to make 100 million a day. And so that's 10 days to your next billion. Finding things that you can make 10% growth on and keeping the orders updated for a billion ISKs worth of material is a bit challenging. Day. Oh my goodness, pretty day. So, in a couple of days, I'll be 63. Hard to believe. For me, it's hard to believe. I'm sure for some of you, it's the old fart. I don't know if my birthday is the reason I like October so much, or I like the change. I like the shift from the heat of the summer, which I do not like, to something much more comfortable in terms of weather. But I definitely like it. Always have fall, even winter. Here, winter is, compared to Maine or Buffalo, New York, this is not exactly winter. We have a few cold days, and I've been known to wimp out on a few cold days here. But our coldest days are frequently the warm days in Maine, frequently the warm days in Buffalo. So yesterday was a hard day. Yesterday was, I got no sleep, had to do the taxi thing back and forth a couple times, and it was nasty. I was groggy all day long. I couldn't wake up, and I couldn't get enough peace and quiet to actually go to sleep. So it was sort of one of those nebulous days of not knowing exactly what was happening. Monk Post. That stuff doesn't help my writing at all. Packers t-shirt and the other wearing a Goonies t-shirt. I'm not sure the Goonies one was old enough to know the movie. Probably from Netflix. Anyway. Okay, somebody said they were going to put up a breakfast stand on my route for me. Where are you? I don't want my breakfast. I didn't get breakfast yet this morning. I slept in. I went to bed early last night. I went to bed around 8:30. And I slept until 6. So for me, that's a huge night. That was a monster in terms of hours of sleep. I woke up a couple times in the night, but I was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to lay back down. I even woke up at my normal hour of 5 and said, no, I'm going to sleep for another hour. And I did. I got up at 6 and had a cup of coffee. But you can't really thrash around in the house until people start waking up, and nobody did. So I started to get my shoes on to come up for my walk, and miraculously people appeared. So I'm going to go back and cook some breakfast. Not quite sure what, but I'll find something. One of three dogs, two biggish ones, and a little one. She stopped at the corner there. I was crossing the street. She stopped and told them to sit. The little one sat. The two big ones sort of looked at her like, oh, what? What? But they stopped. They were very polite dogs. Yes, it's warm. It's not as warm as I was afraid it was going to be, but yes, it's warm. But it is, the ambient temperature is like 55. So, Even though the sun is beating down, I can still get a little bit of cool on my face and my hands. A lot of people moving around. It's after 9 o'clock, so actually at this point it's probably closer to 9:30 than 9. Saturday morning, people out doing and making. So Virkel Condor, speaking of EVE Online, Virkel Condor finally got his Kronos. He's now in a Marauder. Honestly, I'm not sure it was worth it. $1.5 billion. It's kind of cool. It's now two of my characters that have Marauders. Virkel Condor has a Makariel, which is a pirate battleship, which is so much fun. It is so much fun. Natalia flies a Golem, which is a missile Marauder, and it's cool. It's nice. It does the job very nicely in terms of running level 4 security missions, which is what you do to get a lot of money, to make a lot of ISK. Rather than mine all the time, it's nice to change it up. So, you know, I go in and mine for a while, and then I go pew-pew for a while. Although, I'm not sure I can call it pew-pew, since I think pew-pew-pew has to be for shooting other players, and I've never really seen the attraction of it. I've got enough ISK, I can afford to lose a lot of ships, but I don't see the value added proposition there. I don't see why. I don't get the thrill. I don't get the whoa, you beat another player head to head. Generally that means you've thought a lot about it, and you've planned very well, and you've outfitted your ship properly, and you've gone out and expended some munitions, and maybe you'll be able to salvage something from their wreck, and maybe not. And very seldom are they what you call fair fights. Are often good fights, but they're very seldom fair fights, because if it's a fair fight, run away. That's a sort of the rule. And nobody wants to run a fair fight. Only an idiot wants to fight a fair fight. If you're going to fight one you're going to win. Fight one you're going to win going in. And if you do that, then where's the mining is boring, Jesus. Spending 2 weeks planning out what you're going to go kill before you actually do anything. I know that's not how people do it. I know people get out into rooms and they get grouped up in small group and small gang and small fleet and big fleet. Really? I have better things to do. Not the least of which is fix breakfast, because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.